The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Yay! Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Aretha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Moving right along on this famous day on June 5th. A lot of stuff happened today, huh, Aretha?
Did it?
Aretha said, did I stump Aretha? Well, first of all, there's only 209 days left till New Year's, Reese. It's a countdown. And don't forget, now, this is something I know you're, if you're not involved in, I know you probably will be someday, knowing Aretha Gray. June 5th, Hot Air Balloon Day, okay? I don't know. You've been involved in so much stuff. I don't know if you've tried that yet, but... if nothing else,
I've always wanted to, but I've never actually ridden in a hot air balloon.
Okay. Well, all right. How about your attitude, Aretha? How's your attitude today? Because it's National Attitude Day also. We're going to get you on one of
these. Always got an attitude, okay?
And last but not least, it's National Gingerbread Day. So, I mean, one of the three. We can get you on one of the three anyway. Moving right along here.
You know, you actually miss one of the biggest holidays of June.
Ah.
June 2nd is really one of the biggest holidays.
Happy birthday, Aretha.
Yay!
Happy belated birthday, Aretha.
Yep.
That's one of the big ones. Yeah, I know.
It's true. But that brings us up to Hot Topic.
Hot Topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, this weekend they have a couple of remake movies coming out. Unfortunately, I made the bad choice. I saw Alien. There was no need to remake that movie. They had enough sequels, and this, as far as I'm concerned, is the worst of all of them. It was boring. It was long. Just because you have special effects doesn't mean you need to use them. I can't believe that they spent all of that money to remake Alien. And I guess it wasn't a remake. It was just, I don't know what it was, but trust me, wait until it comes on TV. The special effects aren't worth seeing in the theater. There is no plot as far as I was concerned. And from everything that I've heard, you should go see Wonder Woman. It's a remake of a TV show and a comic book, but I hear it's terrific. Do not, I repeat, do not go see Alien. Go see Wonder Woman. I'm going to go see Wonder Woman next weekend. Hopefully I'll be able to give you some good news about the movie next Monday. And Jim, you're on topic.
Well, we're just going to touch on a couple of the news briefs there. President Trump to lay out the new traffic control plan, and the nation cuts ties, or many nations cut ties with Qatar. It's basically over terrorism ties. The small country is located off Saudi Arabia. Bill Cosby's trial underway, expected to last about 2 weeks. Over 50 women accused Cosby of misconduct. In England, unfortunately, another attack by terrorists. Three men jumped out of a van and they started stabbing individuals, and it's the third attack in 3 months. Prime Minister May states enough is enough, and the attackers were killed by police within minutes. The Islamic State claims responsibility, but 7 were killed and 48 injured. 2 Americans were among them, and former FBI Director Comey is set to testify Thursday regarding the Russian ties on election tampering, and for those of you who are thinking about the electric car, well, the problem is they worry about the battery going dead, and you know, you don't want to be stuck way out on the on the freeway and the battery goes dead. Well, there's a new instantly rechargeable battery that's supposed to be coming out that could ensure basically the future of electronic cars. And postal workers shut down a local mailbox to keep nesting birds in peace. Okay, we have kind of a similar situation. We shut down part of our patio because there's a nest. And the birds just come and go. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, there's been, well, check this out, guys. Our prison system, is it working? Well, the Dutch prisons are to close even more prisoners due to staggering low crime rates. So let's pay attention to what they're doing. A small village in Indonesia with a reputation of, you know, crime and slums and everything has been transformed into a, this is a whole city, a little city over there, into a tourist attraction. Artists descended down on the town and literally repainted every house in beautiful rainbow colors and art and everything. So there's an idea. And so who knows? And Aretha, that's the way it goes. Texas, we have some storms in on the East Coast from New York down to Florida. And on the West Coast, it's basically par for the course, 70, 80 degrees all every day. So what can I say? And Aretha, so before you travel, check your weather.
And that's basically it for a long time. And that brings us up to our commercials.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the event, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
That's right. We do it the easy way. And don't forget, text EasyWay to 55678. And, Wraith, we have a amazingly interesting guest on today, and I'll tell you, this is Mr. Resilience, and he is a not just a coach. And, guys, tune in and listen and take notes, because he's a success coach for not only the general population, but for Fortune 500 companies, okay? And we got to tune in and listen, and he is he had his own health issues. He's Mr. Resilience. He's come back from that. And his name is Kaya Redford. So, Kaya, are you on with us?
I am with you. Can you hear me?
There we are, Kaya. Kaya. Aretha Gray is on with us. Aretha, and this is Kaya. Kaya Redford. And
great to meet you, Kaya.
Great to meet you. You guys have such a beautiful spirit. I can feel your energy. And
well,
I know the world does too. Yes.
Some of Aretha's energy radiates off on me. She's Miss Get Up and Go. If you study her bio, she's all over the place. But anyway,
actually want to know, before we go on, I want to know, what is a success coach? What is that?
What is a success coach? Wow. Yes, that's a loaded question. Actually, I came up with success coach because it's more like sort of, I would say, life success coach. And I came up with success coach because most of the people that we work with are the Fortune 500 companies. I would say that's probably 80%. And then the other 20% is just, you know, people that are just in, you know, any kind of work-related life. So we train Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Century 21, Keller Williams, New York Life, Remax. We've worked with Boeing. We work with the mayor's office doing conflict resolution. So success coach, I see it as becoming the best you, tapping into your true potential, even if it's to be a better mother, better father, better communicator, even if it's to make bring the amount of abundance that you deserve, that you knew was your birthright when you came here, when you made a deal to come to this planet at this time of this age.
Yeah.
You know, so success coach is just becoming more of who we really are and less of who we're not.
I like that. See?
You know, a lot of people are, you know, the world is in a little bit of a stuck place, I would say. You know, just hearing, James, everything you're covering about the conflicts and the bombings and this and that.
I try to keep it positive.
Yes, but this is not who we are. This is not who we are. So our goal is to help people to become more of who they really are. We're spiritual beings living in human bodies, being successful in all aspects of our life, and less of who we're not, which is this hate, this division, this anger, this resentment, this, you know, I'm right, you're wrong, this, my religion's right, your religion's wrong, you know, and all this crazy stuff that's going on in the world.
You know, I'm glad you're touching on a lot of this, Kai, because when like Reef, I ask you, what is a success coach? And when people hear success, oh, that's money, that's making it up the ladder to a big house and a car and so on. But we all know, and we've read stories about situations where, okay, they make it up this ladder and they wind up in this big house and they turn and go like, oh,
yeah,
I'm not so happy. So you cover full spectrum.
Yeah, success coaching is having that house that you deserve to have, that car, that financial abundance you deserve to have. It's all of that. And so, but
and then
material
I understand
things.
And then I understand you have a flip side, which is Hilo.
Yes.
Well,
yes. So
yeah, I wanted to share that too. He has a wrist situation that I want him to share a little bit, and it's amazing technology. That's what I was telling you, Reef. Kaya is on top of everything.
On top of everything. So let me just preface this with this. If anybody's heard of Tony Robbins, we have a huge amount of respect for him. He's like probably would be considered one of the best success coaches, even though he calls himself a strategist on the planet. And what Tony Robbins talks about, because a lot of people are familiar with him, he talks about your state, right? And that's where this Hilo comes in. He talks about your state. He talks about your energy. He talks about your mood, your emotions. He says, get in a peak state, right? There's companies even called peak state, right? Or peak potentials, getting to your peak state. Well, when people come to a seminar, they get this juice. They get this fire. They learn about strategies, they learn how to become successful. And then what happens is when they go home, hopefully they've changed and they've become this person that's motivated and so forth. But life starts to happen, right, to us, right? So in some respects, stress starts to happen, conflicts start to happen. You get out of your state. You get out of that mood of I'm invincible, I'm on fire, I'm on roll, I can do anything I want to do. And then, you know, someone dies or someone breaks up or some, you know, problem happens, and then we get angry, we get frustrated, we get disempowered. And when we get in those disempowered states, we're not able to produce at the level that we are in, you know, in our job, with our income, as a father, as a mother. We go more into a reactive mode. So what the Hilo is, and why I love it, and why I'm bringing it into my seminars, it's a device that you put on your wrist. For me, this is what it did for me. And then I'll share with you what it kind of does for other people. I had a health scare a couple years ago. I had to go through surgery, came out of it. And then, you know, the doctor said, you're probably going to go through a depression because this is, a pretty serious surgery. And I said, you're full of crap. What do you mean I'm going to go through a depression? I'm a success coach. I'm not going to go through a depression. I teach people how to get out of depression. He says, no, this is going to be a heavy mental toll on you. And little did I know, 3 months later after surgery, I was sitting down with my business partner, and I said, you know what? The doctor said I would go through a depression after the surgery because it's a major, it's like a heart surgery, right? And I haven't gone through a depression, right? And the person gave me this funny look, gave me this funny glare, this funny look. And I'm like, what do you mean? Why are you giving me this funny look? I haven't gone through depression. I've been in an empowered state, right? She says, Kai, you really want to know? But I said, really want to know what? She says, there hasn't been a day that you haven't been depressed in the last 3 months. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm not even aware. I was not even aware of my mood and my emotions and how it had a ripple effect on other people. And so what it does for me, and in my seminars, when I teach in seminars, I have to be standing for 10 hours, right? And even though I'm not in a huge room, I found out that the number of steps I take is about 10,000 steps in a matter of a day. And I'm burning so many calories. So I started to find myself crashing with my energy. I started to feel myself fatigued. And I'm like, I can't even do this anymore. What's wrong with me? And what I didn't realize is during the course of a seminar, I'm walking 10,000 steps, you know, and I'm exhausted. Wow. And I need to take in much more food during my seminar than I do in my regular day because I'm burning so many calories. So what this wristband has done for me is it's helped me get into my peak state so I can teach people. And then what does it do for people is it, like Tony Robbins says, he says, you got to be in a peak state, right? So what I use in my seminars as an accountability device. When people come and they get the success coaching and they go home, now they need to know what is their state, moment to moment. What's their mood? Are they in an empowered mood? Are they motivated? Or are they frustrated and giving up and resentful and procrastinating? Are they lazy? And where does this come from? Is it coming from conflicts in their life? Is it coming from a lack of sleep? Is it coming from, you know, where is it coming from? So what this device does, it gives a biofeedback on your state. So if you're in real estate, if you're at Century 21 or Remax or Keller Williams, or if you're at New York Life, or if you're in network marketing, whatever, and you want to know where is your energy at in your business and your ability to make money or not, are you motivated, are you empowered, or are you in this stuck state, this is going to give you biofeedback. It's going to tell you heart rate. It's going to tell you your blood pressure. It's going to tell you your breath rate. It's going to tell you your mood, most importantly, your mood, if your mood is excited or if it's calm or if it's low. Why is your mood low? You're coming to the office. You're supposed to produce today. You have a goal to hit that $10,000 this month or that $50,000 or that $5,000 or that $100,000 or that million. Why are you walking in a disempowered low mood? It's going to tell you your mood, your emotion, your fatigue level. So a lot of people get burned out.
Now, Kaya,
I know I've done it.
Just to interject real quick here, it's not just going to tell you about you. Couldn't it also tell you about maybe a relative or an older a friend or relative that has a situation, like you give it to your mother or your aunt or older sister that you're concerned with, and they could have that on in another town, and you could be notified on what happens or how they're doing, right?
Yes, that's the other thing. You know, we all have parents, right, grandparents or a sibling or someone who has, we're a little concerned about. And this has what they call a guardian function, remote censoring. So basically you're able to, it's an app that you all get on. You all wear the wristband, right? And it's an app that you get on. And the family shares a portal through the app where each person's vital signs is being viewable by the other family members. So let's say, you know, like my mother's at my sister's house. Let's say my sister has to go on a trip. My mother's had some health issues, okay? So let's say we go to, even across the world, we go to Australia, and we're worried about, okay, we've got to do this trip, but we're worried about mom in California. Well, you can tap on the app and find her vital signs moment to moment from anywhere in the world.
That's amazing.
It also has a panic button. It's what I like too, where, like, let's say you're jogging and you feel something in your chest. You're like, what the heck was that? You know, I had some of those issues after I was, you know, had my surgery. Or let's say, you know, you're walking down the street and you see some stranger, you know, crossing the street and you don't feel safe. You can press that panic button. And immediately what it does is it sends a GPS, a text message with a GPS of where you are to everybody in your family instantaneously, all in one shot. So this thing is really huge, and what I'm most excited about is I have wondered, why do I crash? Why do I crash on stage? You know, I'm this energetic guy, and I always want to give my 100% energy, and why am I getting tired sometimes? And what's happening in fourth quarter is it's going to tell me what my blood sugar level is. So I don't know, you know, for people that know anybody who's diabetic, where they constantly have to prick their finger to draw blood to find out what their sugar level is. This guy made this thing. He's devised this system where it's going to read your blood sugar level. This is coming up 4th, 2017, so it's non-invasive, without even pricking your finger. So you will know whether your sugar level is high or low.
So is the balm available now, and that's an upgrade?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
So, I'm really interested in this, and we're almost out of time. So I want to know, how can we find out about this band, and how can we find out about you?
So how you can find out about the band. So what I would do is I would the website that you can go to watch the videos is helo.life.
www.helo.com/helo, right?
That's what you want to do. So what's the say that one more time, James?
Eric Zuley, Zuley.com/HELO. Keep it real simple.
Absolutely.
HELO. All right.
HELO.
How do you find about your success coaches?
Yes. So my website for success.
Let me correct that a little bit there, Chaya. It's easywaybroadcasting.com/HELO. Easy, not Eric Zuley. Easywaybroadcasting.com/HELO. And everybody's turning into our bones like a Star Trek. You know, you'd be able to monitor everything.
And Kaya, what's your website? So my website is www.krsuccess.com. So krsuccess.com. KR standing for Kaya Redford, success.com. krsuccess.com. And you can also reach me toll free, right? So anywhere in the world. So 1-844-787-3657. 1-844-787-3657. And then Facebook is a great way to get a hold of me, Kaya Redford. Message me, inbox me there. I can send you some videos of, you know, our seminars and what we do and so forth. You'll recognize me because I'm the picture with the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. We're building a relationship with him to do coaching for him. And so, it's called HELO, H-E-L-O, and just so that you guys know.
We're running a little short on time because we have another show coming up. But, Kaya, you're such a busy guy, and we appreciate you coming on. We want more on this later on. We want to have you on again.
Yeah.
So we'll have them check this out, easywaybroadcasting.com/HELO. And Kaya Redford, I told you,
and
guys,
Kaya,
you about Kaya, how amazing he is.
Kaya, K-A-Y-A, right?
A-Y-A. Last name Redford.
And Redford,
R-E-D,
like Robert Redford.
Like Robert. Yeah, by 6 degrees of separation, we're all related. So I'm Robert's brother from another mother, yes. But I want to share the last 10 quick seconds. This device is designed by Antonio De Rosa, who made the iPhone 5, designed the iPhone 5, iPhone 6, and iPhone 7. It has a huge name attached to it, but it's not an Apple product. It's powered by Toshiba. So the chips in it are Toshiba. So it's under the Toshiba brand, which, as you know, is a 100-year-old company, $55 billion. So this thing has a lot of credibility, a lot of huge backing. The app is called the Heka app that goes with the wristband, which tells you all your readings, gives you your readings on the app. It's not a watch. It's a wristband, and it gives you readings. And this is the reason why I brought it into my seminars, because it's like having an accountability partner when they're out in the field, and now it's time to take action and produce in their business. And I can't be there on their risk myself, looking at them and what they're doing and what's going on, what's not going on. So this is a way, a tool that I get to help my students become even more
Amazing.
Empowered. It's just one of the
well,
many tools we
about,
use.
We're talking about some really future stuff here. This is like the stuff we see on Star Trek. Here it is, you know.
Here it is. Yeah, well, if you go into Target, you'll see a whole section on wristbands already, but none of them do this. None of them, the Fitbit and the Apple, they do your heart rate and they do your calories and steps and that's it. They don't do your blood pressure. They don't do your EKG. They don't do your breath rate. They don't do your mood. They don't do your emotions.
Wow.
They don't do your fatigue. They don't do your remote sensing. They don't have blood sugar level coming out. So really, I've never got on board with any one product ever because I've just done my own thing. But this one is a game changer. So
that's amazing.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming
Thanks
on the show.
Thanks for stopping in. We know you're busy.
Telling us about it. And we're going to have you back.
I would
love
to come back.
Yeah, we
got to.
There's not enough time for you. You can do a whole show.
Yeah. Well, we love you guys. We appreciate you. You know, I'm so impressed with what you do. You know, with everything that you guys are involved in, you know, you are the experts in online branding. You are the experts in social media. You are the experts in master connecting and celebrity bloggers. And I would love to introduce what you do to my audiences because I know that our Fortune 500 companies could also utilize your services. So how do people get a hold of you guys for those services?
Easyway Broadcasting. .com.
EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Or EasyWayMedia.com.
Or EasyWayMedia.com. That's
and
awesome.
Don't forget, Kai, you can text Easy.
You can text, huh? One more time.
I think we lost Jim. Are you there still, Kai?
I'm here. Yeah, so
okay,
I know I have some of my listeners listening too, so I'm just
awesome.
Very proud of what you guys are doing.
I'll replace that, guys. Thanks. You text EasyWay to the number 55678. EasyWayMedia.com takes you to everything. Our number is also 424-209-9290. Thank you, Kai. We're going to go to commercial now. You've been an awesome guest, bringing back Jim Zulli. Go ahead, Dad.
I got a drop call, guys. Sorry about that. I looked at my phone like, what the heck? But that's the other part of technology. But
okay, we're going to commercial.
Eric stopped by to visit, and I'm glad he was
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Well, you know, we live in a day and age of technical difficulties, and we're having apparently a little technical difficulty.
What causes that? Like, I just had a Zoom, a drop call.
It can be anything. There are a million reasons for anything to go wrong electronically. And I guess if there was any lessons to be learned from the movie Alien, even the remake, is that it's out of our control once we put it into the hands of artificial intelligence, be it phone, tablet, computer, Alexa,
This stuff is getting smaller and smaller, you know? How do they do this nanotech? Jeez.
It's amazing. Well, while we're waiting to see if we can get Carmelita back on the line, I might as well just do my tech time.
Let me hear that tech time. I'm taking notes, Reef. I'm taking notes.
Right. Well, there's been a thing going on lately that people have decided they don't like being tracked. And people don't realize it, but your phone tracks you every move. So do you ever think it's kind of weird that as you walk past Macy's, your phone lights up and tells you everything that's on sale at Macy's? Or you walk past the restaurant and suddenly the menu will pop up? Well, it's not by accident. It's because your location services on your phone is sending signals to those apps on your phone saying, she's nearby. He's walking in the door. And then you get the coupons and the sales and the whatever advertisements. Well, you can turn that off. You go into your settings, and it doesn't matter which type phone you have. Go into your settings, and you will see something that indicates it's the location services. You can totally turn that off. The problem with that is your map and your GPS won't work. But you can go down and you can look at all the different apps that you have on your phone, and you can grant them permission. So you can grant them permission to always be on, so no matter where you are, what you're doing, it'll run in the background and it'll tell your phone where you're going to be for that particular app. Say Macy's. I like when I go into Macy's that my ads pop up and my sales pop up. So I will click that on. But I don't necessarily like my game apps to be locating me all every day, every minute of the day. So I'll turn it off for, say, Angry Birds. Angry Birds doesn't need to know where I am. But you definitely want to turn some of the apps on, because if you have an accident, and I'm sure you've heard the stories of someone going off the side of a mountain and they track them because of the location on their phone. So you might want to leave on, like, your Waze apps or your Maps apps. Leave locations on that, and that way they'll at least be able to track you, and you'll be able to use your GPS services. But you do want every single app to know where you are. So that's my...
Retha, I'm taking my notes, and you mentioned if you even go by a store, it could affect it. But that is amazing. But we have Carmelita on with us. And
yay!
Carmelita, all right, here she is.
Yes, I'm glad
Carmelita.
To be on. And Audrey, are you there?
Waiting patiently.
Yes.
I'm on my landline,
right,
not on my cell.
Okie-do. Well, that actually
And my
works
landline
better.
Is part of my computer.
Yes.
So I love to talk to you, Carmelita.
Okay,
and
well,
I'm
you're
so
talking
glad.
To our listening audience, too, right now. We've got close to 1 million followers, and it's international. Sometimes we have a little tech challenges now and then, but for the most part, we do communicate. So welcome aboard.
As long as we have our health.
Yes, you know what? That's the most important thing any of us can have, because
you cannot have wealth without health. Do you want me to tell?
Go ahead. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, for the listening audience, we have a very special lady here on the other line. Her name is Audrey P. Franklin, and I've had the pleasure of knowing her for several years now as a singer who has appeared at several of her productions. And her legacy, amongst other things, is having the distinct experience of being the promoter for the legendary Ella Fitzgerald of 37 years. My goodness, do you have stories to tell?
I think Ella was the foremost singer of the 20th century, and of course, even the 21st century. She will go on and on. And I just got the Lifetime Achievement Award from Who's Who. So if anybody out there wants to know about me, it's Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y-P, middle name, Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-Y-N. And it's on Google, it's on Facebook, it's on Yahoo, and it's on Google's a big one.
Well, I tell you, you are the who's who of the who's who. I was just reading your bio, and my goodness, if they have any
more categories, who gave me an honor,
you would be in that.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Carmelita, but Who's Who gave me 3 pages where they usually give any other honoree about 1 paragraph or 5 sentences. So you can see that I really worked hard.
Oh, and you're a hard, Donna Summers had a record out called She Works Hard for the Money.
Yeah, I really am considered a trailblazer.
I started in my early
20s
working
in music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A trailblazer, that's what you are.
Yeah. Like Hillary, mm-hmm. just like you, you're a trailblazer. I never saw such a hard worker and such a catalyst.
Oh, my gosh.
I love your singing in Spanish. It's unbelievable.
Thank you. Well, that's quite a compliment coming from you, Audrey. And I know you have heard the best of the best.
Well,
and
I worked with Sarah Vaughan.
Yes.
I worked with Count Basie. I worked with Duke Ellington. I worked with the great Norman Granz, G-R-A-N-Z,
mm-hmm.
who was Ella's manager, and
mm-hmm.
who lived in Geneva and lived in London and lived in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I am coming to you from the beautiful Sunset Strip.
That's where you have Franklin Agency. I've visited
really
it many times.
Agency.
Mm-hmm.
I only had a secretary,
mm-hmm.
But a good one. She used to work for the mayor of Boston,
mm-hmm.
so she was hot. But anyway, no, I am really a creative promoter. I
mm-hmm.
build images. And if you read my bio, that's the Lifetime Achievement Award, Who's Who, It's on Google under Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, P. Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-Y-N. I think, being an old friend, I don't think you really knew who I was, Carmelita. I know.
Well, you know, you never really know, do you? I mean, I just know you as Audrey, basically. But I do know you've got quite a legacy, you know. I mean, the main thing that stands out in my mind, of course, is Ella Fitzgerald, because, I mean, she is such an idol to anyone that knows anything about music in the jazz world. I mean, she's performed with Frank Sinatra and you name them.
But I love her work with Joe Bean. I love her songbook.
Oh, yeah, she did something with Carlos Jobim, too.
Ira Gershwin, Irving Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many. She did about 6 songbooks of the greats. And I met Richard Rodgers through Ella. And I met so many through Ella. But so... it gives me a lot to talk about.
Well, yes, and you have produced events for her at some of the largest venues. Carnegie Hall was
Carnegie
one of them, wasn't
Hall,
it?
Carnegie Hall, Philharmonic Hall, Constitution Hall, Massey Hall, owned by the Raymond Massey family in Toronto. The beautiful Fairmont Hotels, the gorgeous, just so many.
There, I was reading in your bio how you booked her in one of those big venues, and the place was packed with a waiting list of, 600 people trying to get in?
Well, that was the first one I did, and I did it under my own aegis, A-E-G-I-S. Or under my own name. I paid all the bills. That was back in Sunday. That was Saturday, December 26th. Will you believe 1959?
Oh, yeah.
And I bought Ella from Norman Grant. I was known as a concert promoter, the first female concert promoter of pop music and jazz music. It was at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. And when Ella met me at rehearsal that day, she said, "My God, you're a young girl." I said, "But Ella, I worked for the big DJ, Gene Norman, for 5 years after I got out of UCLA. So I am completely trained, but I'm different, Ella. I'm creative. I'm going to build you an image." And that's what I did.
Well, didn't you?
And to I built her an image.
You really did. She's a household name.
Or it'll be on a lot of media, like your wonderful show, Carmelita's Corner.
I am just really thrilled to have you here today, and I would like to have you come back again at another time.
Well, I've done a lot of interviews.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's just not enough time to really go over and say, listen, tell them the story about Marilyn and Ella Fitzgerald. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, well, Ella was going to open at the Crescendo. It was in the 50s. She'd be the first black artist to appear there. And she told Norman Granz, her manager, "Oh, I'm so afraid, Norman. I know I can't pack that joint." It was a beautiful club. Even Edith Piaf had appeared there, you know, from France. I happened to see the show. Magnificent memories of that. But anyway, back to Ella. Ella was so scared to open at the Crescendo which is on the Sunset Strip. And for Gene Norman, I had promoted the interlude and crescendo down the street. But this was Mocambo's. I might have said it was crescendo. That was in my mind because I promoted there. And all the big stars were like Count Basie and Mel Torme were there. But back to Mocambo's. That was on the Sunset Strip. And Ella Fitzgerald had always played more the Chipman route, which would be your clubs, more your black clubs on the south side of town, like the Dunbar Hotel. Remember that?
I know of the Dunbar Hotel.
Yeah, that's a historical place. Anyway, Ella was so scared. Well, she opened, and guess who was sitting in the front row? The biggest star at that time, Marilyn Monroe. And Ella freaked. When the word got out that Marilyn Monroe was there, the Moro Combo got full and people waiting. So the first night, Marilyn Monroe, who was a grand gal, I mean, such a great talent, and I still mourn her passing in 1962. But anyway, she would have been 91 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a birthday party for her.
Yes,
anyway, back
that.
To
mm-hmm.
the crescendo. Marilyn Monroe told Ella Fitzgerald in her dressing room that she would be there every night to see her for 1 week, and that would pack the place the whole week, and it sure did. And I found out about it because when I did an interview with Ella for the BBC at her home, there is a wall-sized picture of Marilyn on her in her den, and it says, "To Ella, with love, your friend Marilyn Monroe."
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, and that's how I found out about it. And Marilyn and Ella used to get together, but they both loved soap operas.
Oh,
and
did they?
Ella loved movies, and Ella and Marilyn would go to movies and go to each other's house. And they were such good friends, but just for a short time because it really was a tragedy when Marilyn died. But
oh, yeah.
She was actually a trailblazer, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she wore a size 12, not like the artists of today. And if she would have lived, she would have done such great work, even as a singer.
Well, listen,
no,
Audrey, I'm getting a cue that music is on, which means it's time for us to say sayonara and pick it
well,
up where we
know
left
me.
Off.
I'm meeting with many writers and important
mm-hmm.
writers, and I'm always looking for legitimate writers.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider you a very close friend, Carmelita.
Well, likewise.
And I consider you on the same level as me, and I've never seen anybody. You're just a butterfly, the way you fly around town.
Oh, my goodness.
Fly here and fly there. I'm amazed.
Oh.
Where do you get that energy?
Well, I like to say from the higher power most of us call God. I'm one of God's kids.
Well, you certainly are, and God bless you.
Oh, God bless
and
you too, darling.
And I can give out my number, which it has a cute message on it.
Okay.
It's 310-274-1115. I'll say it once more, and grab a pencil. 310-274-1115. And that's
and if you
on
pick up the,
Sunset
that's
Strip.
Yes, listen,
in Hollywood.
I have to tell them about your busy bees and their lowly worker that works for you. When you when they answer the phone, you'll get to hear them. It's so cute.
Well, that shows my creativity.
Well,
know.
Listen, it's time
like
for us to
make
sign off, Audrey.
Happy and
well, as usual, that was a wonderful Carmelita's Corner.
She has such interesting guests.
Always. And we are running so late today. We had so much information.
A little overtime,
today.
Yep.
It's true, it's true. So we just want to remind everyone, go to easywaymedia.com. You can find all things Easy Way. We have a new text number. What's the new text number, Jim?
Text Easy Way to 55678.
55678. That's the new text number.
You can still do the 21777, the old one. You can do either one of them. And text those, and you takes it to the app, and you'll see all the stuff going on. And you have the easywaybroadcasting.com/HELO if you're interested in the situation with the wristband for the health, and easywaymobile.com. So there's so much going on, Reese, so much. And
absolutely. And if you want to reach me, it's Reetha Gray. Practically anything, reethagrey.com, on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube. Just Google Reetha Gray and I'll pop up everywhere. Jim,
and
we're going to get you to check your Twitter and Facebook at some point in life. I don't know when that's going to be, but sometime.
I want to see those videos, Reese. I want to see those videos of you, hand gliding out of your hot air balloon or whatever you call it.
You've got to follow my blog then, which is reethagray.info. Okay.
We got it. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Monday
morning.
Right here.
So long, guys.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Reetha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.